This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Last hour, Jerry Recco played a cut of Jerry Jones talking about Micah Parsons and his contract and how just because you sign a guy to a 4 or 5 year deal doesn't mean that you're actually going to have him because he missed some games last year and anything could happen to a guy. He can get hit by a car. And it's a bizarre thing to say if you're Jerry Jones as an owner, but we know him to be an individual that says bizarre things. Now, this did not go over well in the player community, the current player or former player community, as you could imagine. But, you know, J.J. Watt puts this thing out here, and I understand why he's upset, and he is a guy who definitely fought for his team, was a great teammate, but I don't know if everybody is like that these days. So J.J. Watt quote tweets the Jerry Jones comments and says, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you." Now, obviously, he's being sarcastic about this. I mean, do you feel like Micah Parsons or Dak Prescott, like they're fighting for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys? Or are most players, when they're out there playing their ass off, thinking about, I got to take care of my family for generations, and the better I play, the more money I get? And, hey, if we lose, hell, we lose. But, I mean, it's not as if Micah Parsons is out there playing for peanuts trying to get Jerry Jones another Super Bowl before he dies. That's not at the top of his list. The top of his list is getting that guaranteed money and getting pizzayed.
Well, like we were talking about the quarterback documentary on Netflix and Jared Goff talking about getting traded from the Rams. You know, it happens. It's business. That's the business side of what's going on. And the owners do have a right to say what they want to say and how they want to say it. They're the ones that are paying the bills. They're the ones that took the initial risk. You tend to forget just how big of a risk Jerry Jones did take when he bought the Dallas Cowboys, because it isn't what it is today. He's part of that ownership group back in those days in the, '80s, I think it was, that took this league to a whole nother level. And, he realizes that, you know, when you pay a guy a lot of money and you lose that guy on the field because he ends up or he tends to get hurt, then all that money goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, but that's part of the business, and everybody understands that. It happens to everybody. You know,
but it's like players get so sensitive over this crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I'm getting at is, like, and I think that Jerry Jones, it was unnecessary what Jerry Jones said. But he's borderline. I mean, he's kind of... I mean, I'm trying to be respectful here, but the guy's just diarrhea of the mouth.
Are we all adults here or what?
I mean, 100%.
Michael Parsons is going to get his money. All these players got this money. You know, J.J. Watt was, I actually think, said something about T.J. Watt's contract, too. Of course, you're his brother. You want him to get paid.
Yeah.
And eventually, he got paid.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt should run from NFLPA head is what he should do. Go run. Go. That would be the guy that I would put in there.
That is perfect, especially now with the sort of rocky ground that the NFLPA is on.
Right, because he obviously is not afraid to take a swing at an owner or two.
And he's well respected amongst his peers.
You'd like to think that would be the he doesn't have the legal background, but that doesn't mean he can't hire legal counsel to, you know, give him suggestions and give him an opportunity. I don't know if he'd want to do that because he'd have to move to Washington, D.C. most likely. He lives in Phoenix. He's got a great life out there, just had a kid, and I don't know if he would want to do it. But if there were an ex-player that would be, I think, smart enough to go in there and be able to articulate some of these issues that still are at the forefront of the players, he would be the one guy that I would say should be considered for that.
When you watch a football game and you see a guy giving his all out there, do you feel like he's fighting for the owner?
Do I feel like he's...
My answer is no. I think he wants to win. I think he's competitive.
I played for three ownership groups. Leon Hess here in New York, who I absolutely respected and admired.
Yeah.
Because of the way he treated my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and he were World War II vets. And I have such great memories of that kind of relationship that made me want to play hard for Leon Hess. Now, the decision-making over the 3 years that I was here is a little different. You know, I don't necessarily know that he was, you know, he was getting older, so he was getting impatient, kind of like where Jerry Jones is. He's getting older. He's impatient now.
Yeah.
And he's not wanting...
He's going to die, so...
Yeah, he doesn't want to sit back. But, you know, I played for the Brown family, and I respected Paul and Mike Brown. They treated me personally really well. So I didn't have any problem with that. But, you know, as you see, and Jerry's going to have some clips from some of the things that are going on there now, they are a team that pushes the envelope in a lot of different ways, silently, where they could affect you as a player long term. And, you know, and they can also do it like they're trying to do with Shamar Stewart right now, their first round draft pick, trying to put clauses in that contract to claw back some of the money if the kid goes off the rails somehow.
Now, as everybody knows, or many people know, you played professional football. I did not. Now,
and then had the Bidwells, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Which
the absolute worst.
Yeah, the pits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I'm gonna give you a scenario. I'm gonna rank things that I think.
Oh, ranking! I love rankings.
Think that you're fighting for.
Okay.
All right. Because J.J. Watt says that, you know, these players are fighting for you, the owner, all right?
No, they're not.
So, number one, you're fighting for yourself and your career and your legacy. Number two, you're fighting for your teammates. Number three, you're fighting for the people that showed up and paid money and care about you winning.
That are buying your jerseys.
Right. And number four, you know, you're fighting, well, when I say teammates, I'm also saying coaching staff as well.
Yeah, okay. But the coaches are, you know... They're a part of the executive group. They're away from you.
Okay.
And a prime example is that Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Oh, we can get Matthew Stafford. Let's go get him. Let's get rid of rid of Jared Goff.
So then what I'll do is I'll separate that and I'll put teammates number two.
And coaches could be, you know, They can be backstabbing sons of bitches.
All right, so then I'll go three, the fans, as we talked about. And then four, I'll say, you know, the guys that you like that are in that executive group. But
the GM that selected you, the GM that gave you the contract.
Right, the coach that believes in you and all of that. But
there's a lot of that goes on, yeah, for 100%, yes.
But I don't think the owner cracks that top three or four.
Well, there are some really great owners that treat their players amazingly. And I would say, for the most part, you know, things have, you know, come into the 2025 season where most of these teams treat their players, forget their contracts for a second, just treat their players amazingly. You know, they obviously have those
grades they give out,
and all the players, you know, take shots, and the Bengals usually are the worst. And that's why the Bengals ended up having to spend money. And then I think the Kansas City Chiefs were worse. You know, one year they were bad. And nobody wants to be on the bottom of that on that list. But what I will say is that guys like Jerry Jones, you know, he still has guys like Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and all of those guys are still hanging around the team.
But what did those guys do for him? I mean, they won Super Bowls, and that's why.
But I also think that he takes care of those players that you never hear about that. You never hear about the financial compensation that he may give those guys to show up to be a part of the Cowboy legacy.
Yeah.
You know, and he, from what I understand, and I remember Michael Irvin telling me that he loves Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones put up with all the nonsense, all the crap, and still is very supportive.
But Michael Irvin was instrumental in making Jerry Jones the billionaire owner in that organization, the valuation that it is. I mean, I scratch your back, you scratch mine type of thing.
I also know that the Brown family has done a lot for a lot of players that nobody ever hears about. Like a lot of different financial scenarios that pop up every now and again, and an owner, a team feels bad for a player's predicament, and they're going to do things, but they're going to do it quietly. They're not going to say, hey, we just gave, you know, X amount of dollars to Jimmy Smith because he's in a bad way, but they've done that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that stuff that is not talked about. You're right. I mean, when you run into former players and, hey, this guy did this for me and that wasn't written about or whatever
there's
it
a
is.
Lot, there's a lot of that that goes on in this league. I mean, and look, the league also, much, you know, not, I mean, the NBA is great how it took care of its older players that have retired.
Yeah.
And they did a hell of a job making sure that those guys had long-term pension benefits that skyrocketed. And, you know, it's very, you know, I sit on my side of it. Our pension benefits have gotten better, but not nearly what the NBA is. But I will say this, as far as J.J. Watt is concerned, he, to me, would be the perfect guy. I don't think he would do it, but he would be the perfect guy to be the head of that union. Because being in the midst of all of this back in 1987 and living that life, you have to have somebody that understands really what the majority of players are dealing with. And I'm not talking about the quarterbacks that are making $250 million. I'm not talking about Micah Parsons. I'm not talking about the wide receivers that are making $31, $40 million now. I'm talking about the far majority of players, which is about 92% or 3% of them, that don't make that money and don't last that long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.